Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schinkel.
Good morning. This morning we welcome in Maria Sampson, the Development Director of the John Paul II Regional School. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're so excited to have you on the show because we have for so long known of the presence of the John Paul II Regional School in West Brandywine in Coatesville area, and it's so great to finally have you on air.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about the mission of the school and how it got started.
Well, the school actually dates back many years, back to probably the early 1900s. there were parish schools at St. Cecilia, St. Joseph, in Coatesville, and St. Stanislaus Kostka back in the day. And then in around 1970, the parishes consolidated the schools into what was then known as Coatesville Area Catholic Elementary School, also known as Casey's, to many of the families and alumni in the area. And Casey's was actually housed in three different buildings at each parish. And then in the year 2007, the students finally moved to the present site, which consists of about 30 acres. And it's a beautiful campus out here off of Route 82 Manor Road in West Brandywine Township. And the name, of course, changed to Pope John Paul II Regional Catholic Elementary School. And now we currently serve the parishes of St. Peter, Our Lady of the Rosary, St. Joseph in Coatesville, and Our Lady of Consolation in Parksburg.
That's a very diverse population. Talk a little bit about your student body. How many students do you have? And talk a little bit about that.
We currently have approximately 670 students enrolled at Pope John Paul School from grades pre-K through eighth grade. And the pre-K program now includes a class for both three-year-olds and four-year-olds. Most of the students come from the Coatesville Area School District, approximately 80%. But given the diverse geography of our region, we also draw students in from other school districts, including Downingtown, Pequay Valley, Twin Valley, Octorara, Eastern Lancaster County, and Southern Lancaster County. So
wow.
We are drawing quite a few students from a very large radius around the school. Families have moved out into the Western Chester County area and, you know, are looking for choices for education for their children. And Pope John Paul Regional Catholic Elementary School is on that list for their choices. So when they come and look at our school, they may be looking for a Catholic education. They may be looking for public or charter. Or private, but we are certainly one of the choices and welcome any and all families of all faiths to take a look at our school and learn more about our programs.
Talk a little bit about the campus. It's a beautiful setting that you have there. And what makes John Paul II Regional School unique in terms of what you can offer in terms of programming and in terms of sports?
We at Pope John Paul School focus on academics, faith, and service. Faith certainly is at the core of our programming, giving students the opportunity to develop their faith and the opportunity to grow closer in a relationship with Jesus is really the core and focus of everything we do at Pope John Paul School. So in addition to academics, we offer quite a few different programs, including extracurricular programs and athletic activities that the students can participate in. After school, we run the After the Bell program, and students have an opportunity to get involved with activities like art and sports, drama. We have things like baton twirling, Irish dancing, and a Lego club. And in addition to that, we have the Catholic Youth Organization Sports Program and offer several sports during each season where the students can participate. That generally starts with students in fifth grade through eighth grade. for the sports like field hockey, cheerleading, basketball, volleyball, soccer, baseball, and softball. But our track program and cross-country program welcome students as young as 4 years of age. So there's really an opportunity for families to get involved in many different types of extracurricular and physical activities.
Yeah, that's something, having kids running track at four, that's amazing. I guess they start sports though very young these days, don't they?
They do. They do. We probably have one of the largest track programs in the region, and it has been quite successful as many of our students have earned first place and gold medals in the region and moving on to area district championships. And just recently, our 4x100 junior boys team took home the gold medal, first place, at the Penn Relays, which is a very big event held in Philadelphia.
That's a great addition to the Catholic identity and mission of the school in terms of the well-rounded person with the athletics. Now let's talk a little bit about the academic side of it.
Yeah, so our academic program is follows the Catholic Office of Catholic Education out of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. At each grade level, the children are being instructed in several main subjects, including English language arts, math, science, social studies, and religion. That is really makes up the daily curriculum. And then intertwined in that program, we have specials that the children participate in throughout the week, and those specials include technology, art, gym, and world language. Some of the other programs that we have piloted include a STEM program for our third through fifth graders, and that was piloted a few years ago, and Sister Ann, our principal, is looking to bring that program back into the curriculum and hopefully grow and nurture that program so it can be in addition to the science curriculum that the students are currently learning. And the STEM program stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. It's modeled after a program out of Boston called Engineering is Elementary. And that program attempts to bring real-world examples of challenges that people in third world countries might be facing and brings it into the classroom at a grade-appropriate level and really gets the children and the students thinking about what they can do to solve the problem and then allowing them an opportunity to get into the science lab to test their solution using different materials and supplies depending on what the problem is that they're trying to resolve. So it's really sort of an out-of-the-box thought process, getting the kids to think outside the box in trying to resolve issues and problems that we may not have even thought about, but which may happen as they enter the workplace when they leave grade school and then high school. In addition to the science, we also have a music program, including a band program that the students can participate in. The music program is contracted through a local agency, Northeastern Music Program. And we have a phenomenal group of instrumentalists who have an opportunity to learn how to play an instrument. And then parents are welcome back to hear all of their performances in a Christmas and a spring concert. And many of our musicians have gone on to take part in competitions and have been awarded honors and selections at the archdiocesan level. And that's for both our choir and our band members. In terms of scholarships, we have a number of friends and donors who offer scholarships at the end of a child's eighth grade year to afford them the opportunity to pursue Catholic education at the high school level. In addition, we have other students who may choose to pursue a private academy or private school education. And those children have also gone on to receive both academic and athletic scholarships and assistance. So we have a diverse group of children and families who explore and look into different options that they might have. I would say that the majority of our students move on to Catholic high school, but that can vary from year to year. And those who have not gone on to necessarily Catholic high school are doing exceptionally well in all of the different academic programs that we have in the area in Chester County.
And talk a little bit about the fact that you have, I mean, Catholic education is such a broad topic, but you have actually a sister as the principal of this school. What is her role and how important is her presence in terms of being the principal and the chief guide of the spiritual life of the children there?
That's really a good point, Barbara. We have the privilege and the opportunity to have Sister Anne as our principal, and to have that physical presence of a religious person at the school makes an incredible difference. And in addition to Sister Anne serving as principal, we also have a few other religious sisters who are on the staff and administration. Sister Beverly serves as our vice principal. Sister Mary Ann serves as our world language monitor. And Sister Mary Jane recently joined us a year ago and now serves as our campus minister. All four sisters come from the IHM, Immaculate Heart of Mary community, and they do wonderful things with our school and wonderful things to help advance the mission of our school and Catholic education.
That's a great presence in the school. I know you're very lucky to have it. The sisters used to be on all the schools as part of Bishop John Neumann's vision for the Catholic schools in the area. And you know, sadly, because of the vocation crisis, they've had to sort of winnow out their presence in the schools. But this is one of the great, I think, benefits when you come to John Paul II Regional School, that you are going to actually have the presence of, as you say, that consecrated woman who is just running the school, but also adept at perceiving the spiritual needs of the children there.
The sisters certainly wear many hats, and it is certainly a privilege and an opportunity to work with them as they work with the children, as you said, both spiritually, but in running an organization to be successful and prosperous and sustainable in a era where we have seen enrollment decline over the last decade or more. They are key. They are key to the ongoing sustainability of Catholic education and certainly to the success of Pope John Paul.
Well, Maria, one of the questions that many parents have when you talk about Catholic education is, how can I ever afford that? And for some of the areas in Coatesville, that is definitely a real issue. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we offer two programs for school families. And we encourage families to participate and apply for the program. The first program is the EITC program that is coordinated and offered through the state of Pennsylvania. And that basically allows businesses that are located in the state of Pennsylvania to redirect their state tax dollars in the form of scholarship money designated to Pope John Paul II School. So we have been very privileged and honored to be able to be the recipient of these monies to help our families who really want the choice and want to have their children educated in a Catholic environment. Typically, the applications are available online. The scholarship organization is called BLOCKS, Business Leaders Organized for Catholic Schools. And a family simply has to fill out the application and provide some supplemental verification of income in order to be qualified. And to give you an idea of how many students are currently receiving tuition assistance at our school, more than 20% of our student body currently takes advantage of this program, and it has really been invaluable for our school and our community. The other program is an internal scholarship program. We conduct a golf outing each year. This is our fifth year running the golf outing, and those funds are also available. The proceeds from that event are available to assist families who may run into some difficult times. Not every family is in the same economic situation throughout the year. And as you know, sometimes hardships occur, loss of jobs, health concerns, issues. So we now have an additional source of funding that can help a family get through that difficult period until they get back on their feet. And we're very pleased that we can offer them that assistance without them worrying about how are we going to pay for my son's Catholic education or my daughter's Catholic education. So those are the two programs that we have, and they've been very successful. And again, we encourage families to take advantage of both.
Can you give out the numbers for people who might be interested or say, you know, I've always thought about Catholic school, but I didn't realize it might be affordable for me. Who would they contact? What would those numbers be?
Yeah, so they can contact the school from 8 to 3 weekdays. The phone number is 610-384-5961. And either myself in the development office or someone in the main office will gladly assist them with any questions. They are welcome at any time to come in for a tour of the school to see what we're all about. And I will also give you the website. It's www.popejohnpaul2sch.org. And that is another great resource for them to take a peek at what's going on at the school. So I encourage families to call and inquire. We currently have opportunities and spots available in both our pre-K program and our kindergarten program running up through eighth grade.
And parents, I know it's the end of the year, but I think you probably still have a few weeks left. Are they able then to come in and maybe do a shadow day, maybe take your youngster there and let them sort of sit in a classroom and let them experience what it would be like to be a student there?
Yes, absolutely. We do encourage shadow visits. We encourage families who would like their children to come in and perhaps accompany one of our current students on a shadow day. And they will get to experience sort of a typical day at Pope John Paul with all of the academics and faith and extracurriculars that, you know, that child's schedule might be on any particular day. And even though school comes to a close on June 10th, families are welcome to call in to the office over the summer between the hours of 9 and 12, and we would be happy to bring them in and have them take a look at the school.
Did you have anything special going on this summer, Maria, for our students?
Yes. We have available a summer camp program, and it's open to any child in the community from the age of 4 to 12. We've been running the summer camp probably since the school opened in 2007, and it's been very successful and very convenient for families who may be looking for a program for their child over the summer months. It's a 13-week program, and it begins on Monday, June 13th, and runs through the beginning of August. And if folks are interested in the summer camp program, they can go online and click on the tab Community Summer Camp, or they can contact the main office and ask for Mrs. Last. who is coordinating the summer camp program this year. And children will have an opportunity to experience all different types of activities and adventures, both inside the school and outside the school. Each week will have a specific theme, perhaps circus theme, or a week at the zoo. I know they're doing a week centered around Olympics, and so it really is going to be a wonderful program in a safe environment that people can come to.
We've been speaking with Maria Sampson. She is the development director for John Paul II Regional School. And I wanted to ask before we close, Maria, about the sacramental life for the students. How close are you to the church, and how frequently do the children partake of Mass?
Yes. The school is conveniently located next to St. Peter Parish, and we utilize St. Peter for all of our Masses and sacramental services. And in addition to the daily instruction that the children receive in the Catholic faith, which includes creed, sacraments, commandments, and prayer, we give the students many opportunities to grow closer in their faith and their relationship with God. Daily prayer, monthly Masses, typically known to most as First Friday Masses, preparation for the sacraments, and even community service. They're all hallmarks of the faith experiences that the students receive at the school. So the location of St. Peter Parish is certainly a wonderful privilege and opportunity for our children to experience and really nurture and encourage them in their faith journey.
And I do believe they have adoration, too, at St. Peter Parish, so I don't know if the children ever get to partake of that, but it's very accessible.
Yes, during the seasons of Advent and Lent, the children have numerous opportunities to go to the church for prayer, for stations, and St. Peter's Parish Chapel is open, I believe, throughout the week and on the weekends, and is accessible and open to anyone who may want to come and sit in prayer or silence.
And I wanted to just also ask you, Maria, if there are listeners who would like to be part of the donation program as scholarship funding, if you are privileged enough to have some revenue that you might want to put to the use of education, giving a child who couldn't afford a Catholic education this opportunity, who would they contact and what would they do?
Yeah, there's a couple choices for individuals who would like to contribute or donate to the school. They can certainly contact me at the development office, 610-384-5961, extension 5408, or they may go online to our website. And under development, we have a donate now button that they can make a donation of any amount online. And that information will come through the development office, and we will certainly acknowledge and share our gratitude for anyone who would like to help the students at Pope John Paul School.
We have been speaking with Maria Sampson from John Paul II Regional School. Maria, we thank you so much for your time this morning, and we welcome you to come back on at a future date to tell us about what's going on at school and the activities that you'll have, no doubt, throughout the school year. So we invite you back, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you again, Barbara, for having us, and we look forward to the opportunity to share more about all the happenings at Pope John Paul II School.
Thank you, Maria.